from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com and Odyssey Station.
Miguel Amaya at the plate. The pitch, and a high fly ball, shallow right, drifting back the second baseman Lopez, and he makes the catch, crossing over into foul territory for out number three.
2-2. On the ground at shortstop. It's Sweeney. It's Keith, and it's the ball game. The Tigers hand the White Sox their 100th loss. At a 9-4 final, the Tigers are one short of 500 suddenly.
So are the Cubs, by the way. Jason Benetti on the call of Bally Sports Detroit, and that was Zach Zaidman closing out the Cubs game. I think it's the broom's fault.
Yeah, you left him out, though, right?
Yeah,
We went to Vegas?
I think
who let the brooms out?
Yeah, I left him. I think they're tired. I don't know what it is. I think they've been keeping late hours.
I don't think the brooms are very tired at all.
They have not been used
a lot this season.
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, the brooms haven't gotten enough reps. It's almost like guys out of the bullpen.
Well, they've been used a lot against the White Sox, though.
Yeah, I think the brooms have. It's nothing we're doing. I think it's outside of the regular responsibilities. They may just not be budgeting their time well, and maybe partying a little too much. I don't know. We don't know what goes on here. Once we leave, when we leave the brooms out.
Was that Jason Benetti calling the 100th White Sox loss?
It was. How about it?
I'm sure that he's happy that he's not calling it from having to watch every one of those games.
Mm-hmm. Think how that feels. Oh, boy.
Yeah. The Detroit team's not terrible.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
Okay.
That's not up to me to say.
I think you take it when you take it, I guess. I don't think there's much you can do about it. But the Cubs have to sweep series. I know you think, well, what are you talking? You do. That was a chance to pick up a game. You got to win that. They're out of time.
They're not out of time.
Well, unless they win every game. They're not mathematically eliminated, but there's just too much that has to happen and too much out of their control.
They just kind of keep swimming in this same spot that they've been in.
How long have they been?
It's about 10.5
games out of a wild card.
5.5. They just keep staying there. And the problem with the wild card is that you have too many teams to climb over. And now we are back to them having to climb over 5 teams. They got it down to 4, but that's the scary part about chasing down the final wild card spot. All the teams that you're fighting. And it's weird because, if I check the standings every day. And if you're looking at the standings, you go, oh, well, look at that. The Cubs are in third place in the Central. Oh. The only reason that they're in third place in the Central is because the Reds and the Pirates have kind of fallen away. Luckily for the Cubs, they get the Pirates starting tonight. You can listen to Pat and Ron on the call starting with, what, a 5:35 pregame show tonight? I think that's right.
I think it's earlier than that.
It might be a 5 o'clock
pregame show. Yeah, I thought the game time was like 5:40. So, meanwhile, it looks like the Cubs starting pitcher tonight, Jameson Taillon, 5:05 start, that Jameson Taillon is going to come in under the 2 wins above replacement unless he picks it up. I don't know how many starts he's got left, but he is right there at last year's total of 1.5. So he'll probably overproduce the 1.5, but will finish well short of the 2.4 wins he was worth for the Yankees in 2022. So I'm going to owe you a beer or a dollar or whatever it was.
A crisp dollar bill. The Mortimer bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, because it appears I don't necessarily have to give up yet, but pretty special. No, I mean,
he's got what, five starts maybe left.
Maybe
if he goes out there and strikes out 10 every one of them.
Baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Should mention, too, as much fun as we had at our previous Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern show, we're doing another one. And it's going to be Tuesday, September 17th. We're going to be joined on site by Cubs pitcher Justin Steele. We're going to be giving a pair of tickets away between now and the end of the show. It's all brought to you by Bosch Power Tools and Phillips Chevrolet.
So wait, we're going back to the Brick House? They're going to have that awesome pizza and those really good chicken tenders?
The best chicken tenders in Chicago for my money.
I agree.
I'm generally not a fan of chicken tenders except those. They're really good. And I had some sliders. I had some chicken tenders and life was good. They also have the really good ranch dressing.
Oh, I hadn't tried the ranch.
It reminds me, I used to exist back when I was working in minor league baseball. I loved Denny's chicken tenders and their ranch. I'm not sure where Denny's got their ranch. And it was obviously from either Sysco Foods or Gordon Foods or US, one of the giant food suppliers. But whatever they have at Brickhouse Tavern reminds me in taste and texture of those nights, and I get this sort of Proustian like sense of baseball innocence.
I don't like ranch, except for there's one exception. Wendy's, their regular nuggets and
yes,
their ranch.
Their
is
ranch
excellent.
Is very good too. I agree. I agree with that.
Spicy nugs.
I don't find myself maybe going to Wendy's as much as I should.
That's usually the
explain it again with those nuggies.
That's usually my post game. From softball, because they're not a lot of Wendy's by me, so I'm like, hey,
and the
hit
one
Wendy's
near,
on the way
one near
home.
Me is a good one. The one near me is
yeah, the one near you is really
it
good.
Is a good one.
That's the first place that the first Wendy's I tried their breakfast, and I was like, oh, it's a top notch.
Yes, it is a. I respect a place that, and now that CPS is back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
CBS is back today, which means all those places around Lane Tech better be on top of their game. And there's a new battle that's been joined now because Jersey Mike's is open there, and Jersey Mike's wanted to get open early to work out all the kinks and members of the kinks before the students came back. So they got that, the Subway across the street, they're ready to go.
I have a quick Wendy's back to school memory related to Wendy's. So when I was in high school, I was on the cross country team, and for varsity, we would go on 10-mile runs, all right? And there was this guy on the team who would dip off on the 10-mile run because we would pass a Wendy's, and he would go in the Wendy's and sit and wait for us to come back all tired and sweaty, and then he'd come out and, like, he'd dump, like, water on his head so his hair was wet, and he'd be like, oh, man, good run, guys, good run. That guy pissed me off so badly. Just sitting in Wendy's while we're busting our asses.
That's outstanding.
On a 10-mile run in August and September.
Rosie Ruiz, man. That is...
Jerk.
Well, kind of respect it.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Little bit of respect.
And he never got caught?
Nope.
You didn't bust him? No one turned him in?
Nope.
No, Ray ain't no snitch.
No, I'm not a snitch. And none of my other guys on the varsity cross-country team were snitches either.
Okay.
But nobody liked that guy.
I can imagine. Did he at least hook you guys up occasionally?
Nope.
Or?
Nope.
Awesome. Come on, hand out some spicy nugs.
That's a bad teammate. That's a bad
teammate. Bring a Frosty. Everybody can dip their fries in the Frosty, as those wacky kids like to do.
It's a bad teammate.
Yep.
Didn't come out with some spicy chickens and hand them out? Nothing. Really, nothing.
Nothing.
It's a bad guy.
It wasn't like the guy when I used to...
I no longer respect it.
Two-a-days soccer practice, and there was this one guy who stashed a bottle of Jack in the forest by the back 40 at Deerfield High School. And right before practice, he would glug the shots of Jack.
That sounds like a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed it was.
Yeah.
He ended up having a problem.
Of course he did. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.